listener production.
Afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. Thousands of Victorians will have access to more social housing, with work to start on building 683 new homes across the regions in the coming year. Housing Minister Danny Pearson says the homes will be built from Bass Coast to Greater Bendigo.
683 homes throughout regional Victoria. So construction will occur next year, and these projects and these homes will be delivered by 2025. This is a huge boost for the region.
Gippsland, the Border Northeast and the Goulburn Valley will benefit. Albury Wodonga Health is participating in a trial labelled groundbreaking, aimed at tackling wheezing illness in Aussie kids. It's looking at the treating of what many might not realise is the most common reason preschool-aged children are admitted to hospital. Early results are promising through a new treatment known as OM85. The city of Greater Shepparton has increased its mosquito surveillance as the region prepares for increased mosquito activity. Council's environment manager Sharon Terry says they've installed additional traps to monitor and track the types of mozzies in the community.
We have four traps that we set up around the municipality. Those animals are then frozen and sent down to Melbourne, where the Department of Health analyse samples. Some mosquito species will transmit disease, others won't. So we want to know how many of those mosquitoes are out and about in the environment.
They're urging all households to regularly empty any containers or items where water has pooled to reduce mosquito numbers. And despite years of disruption, education remains Victoria's biggest export, bringing $7 billion into the state last year. Nationally, knowledge and skills are our fourth biggest export, only behind iron, coal and gas. To sport now, and the first few weeks of the cricket season across the region are at risk with rain here to stay. Traralgon and District Cricket had its first weekend of action cancelled, and Shepparton was due to start this weekend, but that's now been cancelled too. Nothing official from Cricket Albury Wodonga yet, but there's plenty more rain forecast for the next couple of days on the border as well.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.